Lecture topic, building the drive for good.
Something called shock. The zeal, the passion, the desire to do something. And when people start building up a shock for something, and that drives them to do things that normally people find very difficult. Some people have that shock for hunting. One person mentioned he waited the whole night in one very dense bush, and that too sitting in a very, very awkward position, because that was where they had to wait the whole night for that prey to pass. Now for the whole night to be in one dense bush, and it would obviously be a bit scary also there, not sure what else is lurking in that bush, and it's a time that a person wants to sleep. That's the time now he's staying awake, and then what not can happen, but the shock of that hunting kept him awake the whole night and without any difficulty, and he's enjoying it as well. People have the shock for fishing, so people who unfortunately sometimes may not even make it for Fajr generally, but at the time when that fishing thing is now that's calling them, and they'll wake up from before Fajr time and they would be there. So the shock is what drives a person. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, he was about 13 years old when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. So prior to that, now this incident happened, he might have been even maybe 11 years old or 10 years old, Allahu alam. So he had come to the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was the house of Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was his aunt. So she was his mahram. So he came there to spend the night. The house was one room. There were no multiple rooms. So he came to spend the night there, and the purpose of coming to spend the night there was he wanted to observe firsthand the ibadat of the night of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As a 10-year-old boy, now he went to sleep, but he never slept. And in the middle of the night, he's observing everything that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up and what he did, how he rubbed his hands on his face to now wipe off the effects of the sleep, what he recited at that time. He made wudu, then he started his salah. He observed all this, but when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up, he thought he was sleeping. He said, this young child is sleeping, but he wasn't sleeping. The point in all this is, it was the time of sleeping. He is only 11, 12 years old, and he's on the bed, but he's on the bed and he's wide awake. Sleeping time, on the bed, in the dead of night, but is wide awake, why? In the shock of ilm. That I want to learn this, I want to see it firsthand. So he stayed awake, spent the night in that manner. The other side of it sometimes, it's just on the lighter side maybe, that it's in the class time, so study time, in the class, and fast asleep. This was on the bed, sleeping time, and wide awake. So it's worlds apart in any case. But the point is, what drove him at that age to do it? That shock. You know, you have to build the shock up for the right things. To build the shock up for ilm. Build the shock up for the practice of deen, for the amal of deen, for the khidmat of deen. So that shock is what drives a person. And if that shock comes, then he doesn't have to be told to do something. Then he will be the one that is telling others. Now that shock comes by conscientizing ourselves, by becoming more aware and more conscious in the mind of what we are doing, why we are doing it. That this is no minor thing. This is beyond everything. When a person is not conscious of it, then he just, it's like one of those things, goes through the motions. So to become conscious of what is going on, why, what is the purpose, what Allah Ta'ala has kept in this, what are the virtues, and then keep making shukr for this great ni'mat, and keep making that effort to move forward, that is what builds that shock. Allah Ta'ala give us that.